right, call our meeting back to order, all present. And we're going to talk about assessor software. Who would like to lead this discussion?
I put it on, so I'll start and then go from there. Over the last, whatever, multiple months, we heard from four vendors. My question for you to the group is, now what? I mean, the discussion is, we've seen demos because we felt like there was a need. We all know where we are right now from an application that we built internally that we've kind of outgrown, and it's taken more and more resources in the IT to maintain. And I think we all kind of took James's lead saying that we probably need to look at it. And but what I'd like to know now is, I'd like for us to make a decision if we're going to move forward with looking at buying a software package, and if so, how do we start moving forward to ultimately deciding something? It's not going to be cheap any way you look at it, but if we start looking at resource man hours and all that, we're paying a lot right now just to maintain what we have. And you know, each software package that we had demonstrated has pros and cons to it. I don't think there's any one that's perfect for anybody, but I just want to kind of open the conversation that what is the next step? My thinking would be we'd make a decision that we're serious about going forward to buying a software package, narrow it down to a couple of those companies and have some serious conversations, but at least move forward towards something. But we haven't had much discussion after we've had all these demos, and it seems like we need to do that. Even if we say we're not moving forward, let's at least put closure to it then. But from my aspect, I like to know where the commission is, the people who sat through the demos, and kind of see where we're going.
Okay, Jim, I missed the last one.
Uh-huh.
I would like to know the people, mainly I'm going to start with Gary on maintaining a system. Then I think James and Sheila and Donna's opinion, all play a part in this thing. But I would like to know Gary's preference, or as he sat through those and listened to them. And I'm not leaving you and Chuck out on what you listened to and heard, but what I'm saying is, there's the man that's going to be doing the main work on
that. Well, and before we get, I mean, I'm not looking for a recommendation from Gary for one, but I'd like to see us have a conversation. But I guess what we're all looking is, James, I mean, anyway, Gary, before we even start going down that path, we need to be aware that, I'd like to also, when your remarks, Gary, is where are we sitting? I know that we've got personnel and we're maintaining the system I've heard outgrown, and there's some things that I asked for during BOE that we couldn't provide just because just didn't have the ability to do that. The other thing is it's going to cost money, and probably
how much? I haven't heard how much.
I've heard anywhere from $250,000 down. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, I've heard from $250,000 down to one that was, I think one of the first ones we heard was like $100,000 paid off in 5 years, interest free.
Right. I mean, I think it's between $100,000 and $250,000 is what the numbers but I haven't got any, I haven't asked any firm quotes or anything, because some of this stuff was module, so you don't buy this module, you buy this module. And really, I just wanted to have this discussion of, is this what we want to do as accounting?
So. And my questions go back to Gary too, and I want Gary to confirm or tell me I'm out in the cold on where our system is today. And for me to say that is a huge step. As Gary well knows, I've defended the system all the way up through. I've been so conservative, not wanting to do this, not wanting to change, not wanting to step outside the realm. But I believe that I can see the problems arising in the future, near future, of what we're going to have. And for me to take that step, you, Jim, especially coming on board new, don't realize the conservative views I put toward this system, and working with Gary and everybody, and And I want Gary to maybe confirm or deny. And like I say, I don't know enough about those systems, the real deep heart of those systems, to say that, yes, we're at a point we need to do something. Or yes, James, we can take care of it. I believe I'm right in my statements in that we have had one IS person working on kind of totally rearranging the system we had. Now, they backed off of that last fall when we decided to start looking. And I don't want to blow it up at anybody, but I feel like there's a need that has to come forth within the next 3 years at best for Taney County to go into a different system.
I think you're right, James. I think we're at a point where we need to make a decision and get something done. The decision you make impacts a multitude of departments, especially the collector and also the clerk. And if we're talking real estate, are we talking real estate and personal property? If we talk personal property, it very much includes the collector because she's responsible then for all of the add-ons or the people who come in, you know, after the tax season. So that software also impacts her ability to do business. And also, do we need personal property? Can we stay with what we have there? Is it adequate? Do we just need to look at a real estate package?
That's all I'm looking at, Gary, at this point, is a real estate package, because I feel like our personal property has been built actually through the clerk and through the collectors. It works. I don't know whether it works. You never hear whether it works as good as other counties, because every other county that you talk to, every program we've looked at, I've had people come to me at conventions and say, you don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do this. And every single program that we looked at, I've been advised not to take. But I do know that they're good programs, because I've had other assessors come to me and say, oh, it's the best. It's the greatest. So you get both of those controversies. There's no one come in and said, this is the program. You need this, James. This is what we've got. It works excellent. And I think you'll find that through the collectors also, that you're not going to find any individual program. If we rebuild real estate, I don't care how long it takes, it's going to cause confusion for the clerk and collector, even bringing the program down, because you're in the process of building it. So you've got 5 years of turmoil that can be done, but it's going to be turmoil, and I believe that, because we're going to be going into this in phases and portions, and you're not going to see this happen in 2 years. In fact, the companies tell you that it takes 3 or 4 years to build the real estate program. So maybe that's why I get some negative feedback from these programs at the conferences, because they're in that third year of a five-year program. So I don't believe, I like our personal program, and I don't believe changing will be of benefit. Because the state, at this point, don't even have a clue what they want out of personal property. So how are we supposed to figure it out down here? And they have no, at least with 7-Eleven, they, and the new statutes, they have made the comment, we don't have to convert over to it until the collectors receive adequate software, right in the statutes. So that's how up in the air this thing is on Capitol Hill. There's nothing the state can say to us, yes, this is the program. This is what you got to do. So everything we're going to do here is going to be not in state guidelines to begin with, because they can't say that it's, now they'll confirm it, but when the state puts in their statute that they don't, that we don't have to switch over until the correct software, and nobody knows what that software is at this point.
Well, so, how quick are we talking, though, that you think that there might be, I mean, you got your clerks, your collectors, and your assessors, how close do you think that we might be before we have some recommendation from the state on a generalized real estate or personal property program?
It'll never happen.
No, they'll never make a recommendation.
Never. They approved. Now, Gary, am I right in saying that they've approved the way we do things along as we go? Maybe that.
That's correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's not. Otherwise, there would be no controversy. There would be no issues if they said, "Here's the company you're taking. Here's what you're going to do."
That's not what I'm referring to. I know they're not going to do that. I'm talking about a standard of. When we looked at those programs, there was a lot of it that was repetitious of a standard that we looked at. I mean, I missed out on the last one, so I don't know. It may have been totally different. But the others were kind of standardized. If the state said that particular part of that is going to be standardized, then we would have some idea of us making our own recommendations to which one we wanted to use, but
the state's not going to do anything.
The state does have about a 13-page list of requirements to meet their qualifications to be a state-approved system, and of course, all these did. In my opinion, that list they put out was probably written 7, 8, 9 years ago. It really doesn't cover what we need to have enforced now. It's too wide open. There's not enough. They don't drill down enough to certain key points that needs to be addressed. We did start last year on a program. We thought we were going to write one in-house, and we did get to the point of the module that will bring the records from the recorder over to the assessor's office, which we did put in place. And the other software we had was being supported, and I think it's working well. It's written in SQL. So we've probably got, I'd say, 30% of the work done to develop the program. But it would kind of put the back burner. I'd say currently with the workforce, we're probably looking at least a year to roll it out and then probably a year of testing. But, I mean, there's nothing in here that we saw that we can't do ourselves. It's just manpower and the time to get it done.
Gary, do you believe this commission would be better served and the assessor, clerk, and collector better served to put somebody on to build that program at, say, $40,000 a year for 2.5 years and bringing us a program in here? Are you understaffed enough to cause the problem to be more than a 2.5-year program?
The problem with that is that you've got to bring someone in that's knowledgeable about county government and all those offices, and also the assessment process. And that's a very complex process. I'm just talking about the assessor portion. I'm not even getting into the clerk or the collector part of it. But any assessor program that is written can be converted over, and that's currently what we're doing with the to get it to the collector point now. And I think we've got the bugs out of that pretty well. Sheila would be the one to answer that, but That's what I would look at as a program written that we could handle the assessment process, be it Honeycutt or Marshall Swift or whatever system you would like to have written into it, and then export that when your book closes to the clerk, like we do now. And Donna runs it through VOE and her tax levies, and then creates the collector book with that file.
Gary, so your recommendation is not to buy an outside program and build within?
Yeah, if everybody was healthy, Sean is a big part of that, and we're looking at a web-based program, which I think is where...
To build or buy?
To build.
So your suggestion is build it?
If I had the manpower to do that, yes, it would be. But, I mean, I would need to divert some responsibilities away from... If we're looking at 2 years and $100,000, I mean, we can roll something out cheaper than that.
I'll just be honest. That's where I'm looking is why don't we buy somebody else's program where they have a support structure that we don't have to rely on healthy employees, mm-hmm. and we can stay focused to county making the county IS system work and let them have the support staff. That's why you pay for that is the upgrades, the updates are done by somebody else, and we don't have to dedicate man hours.
Well, I agree with that too. I mean, that's the probably the logical way to look at it because we're not adding more burden on people.
Well, I mean, it's all we're doing is that. I mean, we're going to have to build continue to build staff to support a machine.
I would agree with that because we have concerns now with, we have health issues now with our IS department. If we lose somebody that's assigned that program and then we have to hire somebody, educate them on how to use it, how are we going to continue to progress? We need a company that's already got a team of people behind it. If one person is gone, they still have a team that can continue to handle our business.
Right.
My only concern is, mine's probably the easiest module of all of them, but I would like to see us have a database that runs through all three offices so that we're not having data corruption when we're converting it from one program to another to another. If it's all in one database and just have just different modules that operate on it, I can see less errors. I know Gary and Melissa and I fretted over the changes we had to make last year with BOE. And
I don't think anybody's program would handle that decision comfortably.
But we went ahead a team of people who could have helped us with that.
That's one thing that I noticed in setting through the demos, and I know you, Jim, you noticed it, and Chuck noticed it. Every demo, every company seemed to have a highlight. And if you posed questions into other fields, they stuttered a lot. And I know Jim said something about presentation, but their highlight of the mapping pyramid that was built by our local company here was amazing. And you said yourself, Gary said himself here, I've never seen one work that quickly. Have you built a pyramid? Is that the terminology that
actually, it was, they had converted their images to a different format and allowed access a lot quicker.
Right, but that took man hours to basically do that. Right. I heard you say something like that. So is the man hours, and when you have a problem, they're not going to come in and fix it for free. When you got these backup people that's going to do this, they're going to charge you extra for that. If you made that program take that BOE change last year, that's not norm to a program,
no.
And they would charge you that big group of backups. It makes no difference. They would charge a tremendous amount.
Then the BOE might not have made the motion.
No, but and not just the mapping demo that I'm speaking of. The first one we looked at, we have to resketch everything or their program don't work. We have to change to Marshall Swift or their program don't work. And I like them. I like the demo and I like what they do and everything. But to require us to have sketches in of everything before their program is operational.
That's a 3-year project.
Right. Douglas County is still working on it. Mm-hmm. And they're one of the first, I think. DevNet. Two assessors came to me at my conference, said, don't buy DevNet, James.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, guys, I thought DevNet was the thing, you know, but they're having trouble with their conversion, Jim.
But, James, you would like to have a new program.
I would like to see something different, and here's the only thing I'm disappointed in. I love the screen. You can hire somebody off the street. In a matter of 3 or 4 days, they understand the front screen. The back end is tough. But this just losing stuff for what we consider no reason, and then you got to have the steps of going in, and if you don't calculate your way out, it has a chance of losing the page off a 12-page document.
Right.
And we picked up one this year that's been gone for 6 years. And I don't like that about a program. I think there ought to be a simpler fix to the program. But as far as usability and that screen, nobody in the state of Missouri says there's more user-friendly screen than what we've got on ours.
So are you worried about that program? And I don't know the name of that program, but are you worried about that program having the problems with losing documents off the back end? I mean, has there been something to lead you to believe that?
I don't know. Gary has tried to explain it to us and has explained it to us. When we went to the 202 index,
mm-hmm.
we ended up with some that calculated and some that didn't because we pushed a button too quickly.
That's our current program.
Right,
not
our current
program.
And because we got off the calculation. And stuff like that where mm-hmm. some of these programs, they say you just say it's a 202 index and all the automatically changes type thing. I'd like to see stuff like that. But I don't know that changing the program, guys, if you talk around the state, is the answer but I'm worried about what we have because Gary has patched and patched and patched. I think before Gary got there, Chad Ray had patched. Before Chad Ray was the originator, Snyder had built it with Chad Ray. So we've had three different programmers patching and trying to complete. Now we've got Melissa in the back end of it trying to, and Melissa will do us a good job if she continues. But that's my concerns. What if we look, our IS department packs up and leaves? Right. Just said, we're not going to be here. We're done with
well,
this.
Well, that's why we need that's why we need a company that has multiple employees and that has a background throughout the state that has already been out there, and we can go visit that county and see how it's working.
But I'm not getting the strong recommendation. I'm not getting the strong recommendations from any company.
Well, that's why I started the thing. Each one has pros and cons, mm-hmm. and I could give you 10 counties that would support DevNet or Village GIS or whoever, but you're going to find 10 that are against it. I mean, we're just going to have to, first of all, decide if we want to maintain it internally, given them the headcount to build, or do we look externally? And knowing that no one company is perfect, we're going to have shortcomings to each one of them. My biggest concern through the BOE process, and the reason I was went through the demos, sat through the demos like all of us was, it seemed like we were outgrowing our application that we built internally. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like we were relying so heavily on one individual on the success of that application.
Yep.
You know, you came to me just recently and said, I'm concerned my book's not going to get out of time because someone was ill. Well, that's a lot of responsibility to put on one individual and almost not responsible for the commission to know that and keep on going forward, that we're putting all the responsibility of all the assessment, your assessor book to be out on time, onto one individual. It just seems like we're at a crossroads to decide if we're going, can we keep on going down this path, or do we stop and look at to get in another company? Mm-hmm. We basically have one employee dedicated to this.
Yeah, Melissa does most all of the development, and between her and I, we totally do all the changes.
So, is there another employee that could be brought up to speed?
That's the problem we have. We just don't have the time or the manpower to do any cross training. We're trying to write this for dummies and that for dummies, and it just seems like we're internally we're growing by more and more requirements, and we have the same number of people trying. Same number of cooks to feed that many more people. So, and that would be the biggest problem about writing internally. If you just bring someone else in, it's really not the solution because you're going to bring them up to speed on the assessment process and perhaps whatever program, you bring in a SQL programmer, here again you get into a problem. If you're going to pay for one of those, then I'm going to have a lot of irate people down there anyway. So,
and
the best solution is to look at.
I'm glad you brought that up, Gary, because now there's a trick behind bringing in a new program, and the state knows that trick. I don't believe there's any of these programs other than one that would be brought in under the Honeycutt system. And Marshall and Swift will raise assessments in Taney County by about 20-25%. The state knows that. So they're all for every county bringing in new programs. And now I'm telling this right, aren't I, Gary?
You are. That's correct.
So they know and they want. So it would be when you gentlemen make that decision, that's a behind the scenes that maybe I shouldn't have said anything about.
Well, that's correct. Marshall Swift gets you the value better on high end homes.
Right.
But I think at the same time, it brings up value on existing homes and lower price homes. And that would be an impact. It could be factored in, but again, it would pay somebody extra to do that. You may not get the timeline that you want it done.
How many companies had that involved in their presentation? I think every one of them except our local company here said they could use, all use Marshall Swift except our local company said they could ride Honeycutt into it.
Well, I want to go back to what we talked about earlier because I know that I know we have a situation now where we have been stretched But if we brought in someone that has already built programs to help you, Gary, and to help, I guess, Melissa, that would help build the program, then you would have three people that were available for, it wouldn't be like,
one-man show.
Huh?
It wouldn't be a one-man show.
Wouldn't be a one-man show. You would have three, you would have another individual plus the two that you could rely upon to bring something that we that you're familiar with. Now you the way I'm understanding it, you sit here and you listen to this, you all know what the quirks are. You all know that you got problems in certain areas, and if you brought someone in that could address those problems and relay those problems to the other two, I would kind of like to think about it in those terms. As other than that, than raising taxes through our selection.
Gary, let me ask you one real tight, close question.
Assessments. I said taxes, but
if you were to retire today, mm-hmm. because you don't feel good, mm-hmm. don't want to mess with, can anybody close that book?
Sure,
that you have.
Yeah, Melissa could do that.
Melissa could close the book.
Take care of that, right? But really, it's such a project. The queries we run out to help,
right.
Check for errors. It takes two people to really do that.
But that's the reason I want the third person.
Yeah.
I'm completely against us building internally. Just want to let you
okay.
know.
Okay.
I think it's a waste of money. I think we need to rely. We're too big of a county to do that. Now, I know there's people out there that we could. There's lots of IT people that can help.
Right.
I want to go back to our core business, and our core business is you guys making support in the county. And
right.
I just think if we started adding man hours and putting dollar figures to those man hours and the support, I mean, I just, it is, it, that's just, I'm just one opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Gary and whoever else would be capable of doing it. I just don't know if it helps us down the road. I mean, we're not getting any less complex. The county's not. And just, once again, no offense, but we've got a lot of people who are in and out of the office, and days that you may commit to working on it,
absolutely.
Someone else is sick, you got to pick up their slack. And,
right.
you know, once again, it just there's a juggling, and I don't know where that ends. I mean, part of what we're trying to do is right-size the IT department with enough man hours to do their job, but not any extra labor because things are tight. So to say that we're going to give you another person and they won't get swallowed up with some other process, I mean, that's the reality is if a network's down, it's all hands on deck, and you guys, I mean,
we'd serve a price for
you. And I'm not saying you're not capable. I want to make sure you understand. I mean, you're more than capable. They've done a great job to this point and can continue on, but I like the peace of mind that we can call an 800 number and somebody else has to come up with the manpower to keep it going. So
that makes my life easier too. I agree.
Well, I understand.
There's
I understand
to
Jim.
Both sides, though.
You're right. I understand where Jim's coming from on this because he's the new eyes to the system, and he's seen so many things that he couldn't do
right.
on the computer when he was here. That computer educated minds ought to have been able to do. That's all there is to it. Not me. But Jim Strophus ought to have been, when he asked the computer something, he'd ought to have been able to do it. And I know how hard it is. I don't know that I have over one or two people in my office that can run a quarry
right.
out of this system. Well, and I know Gary put on a program for it, but I mean as far as getting it done.
With MCVR, Missouri Centralized Voter Registration, that's in the whole state. And when there's a problem in a county, we can call it into the Secretary of State's office and they get programmers on that to solve the problems. And then that new release comes out. And any time that the assessor has a problem or the collector or the clerk or our IS department, that can be requested of that vendor. And a new release can come out. And oftentimes it will be at no cost because they're going to utilize that through all of their different counties. And it's just a benefit to everybody to make it run better. And that's what you get from a program that's being developed by an outside county or outside company and run through several counties.
The only problem with these four, they're basically selling you an out-of-the-box product. You're gonna accept the way they've written it and the way their screens look. And I know they can customize and do that type of work, but we all have ways we're used to doing things and the way we like to do them. And I don't care what program you go to, you're going to have to relearn. There's going to be a lot of relearning. And there's going to be some things you don't like and some things you will not do, but you're going to have to request custom programming. And I don't know. We need to find out how much does that programming cost, what does the maintenance cover. We don't even know what the cost of programming is up front. So we probably need to research more on where we're headed.
You're touching on something that's been rolling around inside of me, and that is to use my Chevrolet truck. I'm used to it. It works.
Right.
I know the transmission's going out someday. I mean, it won't run forever, and I'll have to fix that. But I'm just, from what you just said, it's been rolling around inside of me, and what I'm hearing said is that this is a 2 or 3 year deal if we make a change, that I'm going to have to live with a truck that it's not what I used to for 2 or 3 years. How does that fit in all this? As everybody knows, I'm not a computer guy.
We used to have typewriters. Then we had electric typewriters, and now we have computers. I think we need to move forward, not go backward, and not stay the same. We need to get better. Our program has problems. James knows it has problems. The IS department knows it has problems. We need to move forward with a better program.
That everybody's in agreement that there's going to be a couple of years or something of getting used to the new.
It'll take a couple of years just to get the changes, data imported into the new program. And up to 3 years or maybe even longer on some of them.
Just for the sake of arguing with Donna, we love to do that.
Bring it on.
So why don't we keep patching? Why don't we keep Melissa patching or you patching?
They're not really patching on Donna and Sheila's program, Sheila and Nim's program. The problem we have is the conversion of the assessment program over to Sheila. She's got a program, and I think it's handling fine, but it's not the same program we started out with this assessment. It's been totally redone to make this work, and Donna's program just feeds off of ours. But I'm not as concerned about who gets fed what, if you want to know the truth, because we've got computer people out there can figure it out, as getting my system correct at the base level so they can fix the outgoing programs. And until mine's fixed adequately and where it's super good, you're always going to have problems in the other programs that you're trying to tie that to. And I believe... yes, we've got major problems. And I'm not going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever, but Taney County is going to be here a long time. And right now, if a new assessor steps into this program, he's probably going to scratch his head. I'm not very sharp on the computer, but I've grown up with this thing. I think it was completed about the year I came in the office, wasn't it, Gary? 96 or something like that.
Access 2.0.
Yeah. And a new assessor is going to experience everything that we've worked hard. You know, they're going to go in, they're going to make the book, they're not going to run all the testing queries that Gary's puts through it and go, what happened? I did everything right. I entered this stuff. But it's not there, type thing. And a new assessor, it's going to bug him to death, I'm afraid. And
well, that's another good reason to get a new program in place.
You know what? I'm not 100% sold on that statement, and even with Jim on it, because I know what other people are reporting to me with their other programs. And it isn't, Donna. I want you to understand this. It didn't make the phone call and they're here. That's the problem with other programs. Most other programs is we'll be there in 6 days. We guarantee there to be there in 72 hours. We're guaranteed to do this. Well, if I go up to the deadline of printing that book and Gary was just to say to me, we're shut down for 72 hours, I wouldn't make the deadline.
On the other hand, if we went with a local company, that would benefit us, and we never know when the IS department is going to be shut down because of health reasons or, as you suggested, possible retirement in the future. So we have an old system that is not working correct now and has been patched and patched and patched. We need to move forward and start getting, if it takes hiring new people to do that data entry, to get it into the new system, so we can move forward with a better base system. As you said, your base, you have concerns with your base. We need to get that going. Well, so it's good for all of us.
Now, the data entry on the new system would not be done by us. That would be a conversion done by whichever vendor we choose.
Well, that's even better.
So, and that's why the time frame, because we're working, you know, we export data to them, and they work on it, convert it, bring it back.
Yeah, I'm not, and I'm definitely in 100% agreement knowing something's wrong right now. But pinpointing what's wrong right now and saying, hey, this company's going to fix it. I've heard from too many people that don't happen. If this company don't fix it.
Maybe we should find out what it is that they're not fixing.
When you go to a convention and there's 12 assessment programs there selling themselves as being the best, that tells you it's not going to be that simple. Because every one of, if it was that simple, there'd be one company there. I've got the product. You need to look no further. But instead, they've all got a selling point on why you should buy their system.
Well, one of the ways that we have done some bidding in the past was call the individual counties and ask them to give us their RFQs that they've had in the past. Send us their RFQs, and with that information from the different vendors, take it and then build our RFQ off of the information that they provided to other counties. So we can look and see what questions have been asked and try and put it into one RFQ.
Jim, has anybody, I think after every one of these meetings, they were going to get us some dollar deal. Has you seen any of those promises come in?
I haven't, but they've sent me emails. I've seen one email saying, can you get me this, 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 and this? I said, why don't you just hold off until we have this conversation? DevNet sent something to me, but no one else had any other correspondence with me. And the only reason I brought DevNet, because I think there's four or five counties that are at part of MAC.
Right.
Some of those assessors had said that's who they used and they liked it. But once again, everyone's got flaws. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all going to realize that. And part of the process is I see that it's almost like you and Melissa, Gary and Melissa, need to evaluate, because you know what we're struggling with right now. And some of the shortcomings of one other vendor may not apply to us because we don't do it that way. You know, or, you know, I know we want to interface with the collector's software and all that. So I guess my thing is, I haven't seen any hard numbers whatsoever. I've heard someone say 100,000. I heard someone say 40,000 in three payments and zero interest. And I mean, I don't have enough information on what it's going to cost us, but I don't know if cost should be the forefront of mine, because we are spending money right now on what we've got with man hours and downtime and all that. So we are spending money now. So I want to make sure we all kind of almost agree to that there's money being spent if it's in labor or not getting something else done. But I'd almost like to see Gary come back with Melissa and evaluate all the applications and say, this is what we've come up with. Because ultimately, you may come back and say, hey, it's not worth it. I mean, there's so many shortcomings. Let's just spend money and just do ourselves.
The local Village GIS, I have no problems with if we're going to try to build a system to meet Taney County's needs. And I wish they would have come back with some numbers, because there's people on there. I know their reputation. I know what they do. I don't know that they've got the product we need right now. But I know the capabilities of the owner of that company. I know the capabilities of the guy that comes from Branson that helped build the original GIS system that went online for Taney County. And they're good guys, and if they tell you they're going to do it, they'll do it. That would be more of the in-house building I'd like to see as far as in-house building, because I feel like if we go with Villa, we will be in-house building. But we don't have no numbers.
Yeah. And one thing we have to be mindful of is, since it's not been out for an RFP, an RFQ,
we got to be real careful when we start talking about dollar figures, because we're not supposed to, you know, suggest pricing or, you know, when vendors come out. I mean, I know Linda's corrected me before. So.
Yeah, you're right.
I think, I really do think that they show us the demo and we have the manuals, and they're not going to say what the shortcomings are. The best way, I've always found, just go with the county and look at it, sit down with the inventory clerk, sit down with the appraiser, and see how do you enter the data, how do you create the fact book. There are key things that seem to be problems every year for us, and I would want to know that those are addressed with whatever software we have. And I think it'd be worth time spent to go out and look at the applications in another county.
How many vendors did we have?
We had four.
I thought we had four.
And I'm not sure maybe we could shortlist that to two of them.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Could we shortlist it? And so you.
We very possibly could.
Did you get enough out of their demos to
I think
to
I
shortlist
did.
It?
Mm-hmm. I think I did. Anyone else feels that way?
What if we ask Gary and everybody that's involved to give us a two list?
If you go to a two list, I would make one request that one of the companies would be able to convert Honeycutt one into Marshall Swift transformation. Guys, there's lots of difference.
So convert from?
Yeah. Or maybe both companies says, hey, I can do Honeycutt too. But even if all the bad talk you hear about Honeycutt comes from accuracy of not allowing inflation to run the assessment process. And that's what I like about Honeycutt and why the state hates the Honeycutt system that they pulled off the shelf. Is it doesn't inflate the values to the economic times as they wished. Marshall Swift does that. If you've got a hurricane on the coast, your assessment's going up because they update it immediately. If you've got a natural disaster anywhere in the United States, with the Honeycutt system, we can ride it through a couple of years and say, hey guys, we're not letting something like that affect the assessments in Taney County. And it's the Honeycutt's updated every quarter.
Right, every quarter. Mm-hmm.
And you as the assessor, if that hurricane happens to hit in the fall of an even, or Marshall Swift, mm-hmm. in the fall of an even numbered year, guess what? You just hit the citizen with the inflationary factors. And it happens all across this state. But the state don't recommend the Honeycutt because it's not as flexible to get that number in there.
Like Chuck was saying, could you go ahead and just rank all four of them so we know where they came ranked in?
Personally, I originally thought I liked Vanguard, but I like Villages because of its. I think they are more hands on with our local needs. They currently have our clerk and collector program, so there wouldn't be any real change over there. And I was impressed with DevNet that was here, the last vendor. I think she covered some of the. She's doing an assessor.
Right. That's
what she was talking about, and she answered those questions that were presented in a way that seemed to me like a good solution.
So you're already saying Village GIS and DevNet are your two?
I like
two,
those,
two.
But Vanguard was probably number three for me.
Who else
is
here?
Sam Aldrich.
Aldrich, that's right. What was the name? Was it Aldrich?
Do you remember the name of the company?
I was sitting there. I don't know how it's pronounced. Is it Aldrich? Is that how it's pronounced? I couldn't think exactly how it
that's
was.
Little shortcut here. He's a father-son operation.
Jim, yeah. What I would... You've got down to this two-company system here that you're going to recommend. Why don't we... let these three, you're computer savvy, but when we let the three people that are involved and Gary figure out what's best for Taney County, that's this group.
Sure, I don't want to, yeah,
right here.
It's just my recommendation, and you guys are really working.
I was getting ready to ask the three, as you were thinking, if they go along with Gary.
I don't.
Well, I think Villa GIS would bring all of us together. The collector likes her program. I'm more flexible. I will go with whatever program the other two choose. But I think we need to have cooperation between all three of us to make sure we're all in the same database. We're all working together, so we're not paying extra cost to have a vendor come in and charge us $300 to come in and work for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, it gets real expensive anytime we have to have any kind of change right now. And if we go through a company that's local, we have access to them in a few minutes, hopefully. They can dial in. Of course, there again, dialing in, they could come in from anywhere in the country. But if it takes some manual work on the program, they could be here in 30 minutes. And
now, Gary, answer this, and I think I know the answer, but is it a possibility we could request them to perfect the real estate? We're happy with what we've got on personal. A company such as Villa GIS. And then once they perfect real estate, say, hey, we want you to step in our, to our. That's what I want to talk about.
They'd be flexible in that direction.
But other companies, I think it's the all or nothing.
Well, I'm not sure. I think DevNet, you get just a real module with Vanguard. I'm not sure about DevNet.
Yeah.
Sure, are you okay if we narrowed it down to the two Gary's in and have him look at those, James?
Yeah, that Aldridge, if that's how you pronounce it, or Sam's, whatever that program is, Jasper, Platt, and Cass County, I'll have that. But on my end, and I don't know, I've not looked on the assessor's end, I can do more things with what I've got than what they can do with that in their office, more things. But not saying that I know it's he and his two sons they can build, but I just wanted to mention that Jasper, Platt, and Cass, I know, do have it. And they did have in-house programmers that did their programs before. Jasper didn't, but Platt and Cass, and I think Boone and Clay still do. But Cass and Platt went back to Aldridge from their in-house. They were on that 400 system. Uh-huh. That was just a note. I met with DevNet twice that are, of course, we had here, and then they had told me they could do some things that I was kind of concerned if they could do or not. And I met with them at our conference and then had a one-on-one meeting after. Now, those people that had them at a dinner meeting, they just all praised them. They loved them. They just went on and on. But then on the one-on-one, when he was telling me things, I met with him about 7 that next morning, and I said, I need to see it rather than you tell me. I want to work it. Let me work it. And there's many things it can't do that I do right now. And he said, they're in the smaller counties. They're in, and they can't do my protest. They can't do the refund. And he said, but we can build it. I just want to throw that out there. They praised him, the counties he was in, but he was not in anyone that worked like we did. Now, James would probably know from the assessor end, but on.
Yeah, there's a couple of assessors who told me no, but they may have been like me. They may not have been very computer savvy either.
I'm just basing my opinion on a short demonstration tool, so and what I read here, and that's really not.
But you would consider Gary as Villa GIS as being an in-house a very important. Now, are you telling me that Sheila and Donna, is it Donna? Yeah, Donna has the. That already? Something Villas has built?
Right. Jim Travis has joined forces with Villages, and Jim's retiring. That was a concern because we were the one-man operation there. And afraid he'd retire, then what do we do? But now he's, and I think they've got some good programmers on staff, and I talked to Jim. I have a lot of respect for him. I don't think he would have sold his company to someone he felt like wouldn't follow on in his tradition.
Now, mentioning the expense, whoever we go with, you can expect a greater expense than what we have right now.
Yeah.
We pay $90 an hour when Travis comes down. What Donna was talking about, calling someone down for $300 or $400, you won't get anyone that we're dealing with that's going to work for that. It's going to be higher.
Well, that's.
Now, did I misunderstand them to say that they would give us maintenance and support without charge whenever they were talking about it? I thought, as my understanding,
they're wanting in here bad. I'll just say it. They're wanting in here bad because they are local. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. They want to sell tame. Maybe they would do us a better job than normal because we would be the selling
point. I'd say pricing is something that's next on the list. Then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would like to see some sort of evaluation that would help us do the RFP and then pricing, but once we go to a pricing RFP, then people are expecting us to spend the money. I just want to make sure that we're ready to spend money versus just continuation of the demo that they came in, because we're not committing. I mean, we're not committing an RFP, but, I mean.
Hey, if one problem turns up that is a real big controversial problem because of it, I mean, dollars seem to be less of an influence on our decision-making process for down the road, mm-hmm. 20 to 50 years.
Well, I'd ask that Jim make a list of what you...
Yeah, I mean,
require through the BOE. You're a member of the BOE.
Well, and I did. I mean, the thing for me, the importance of being able to run reports and the search criterias and the different fields in which I wanted to search by, I asked that same question to everyone differently, but they all have a better interface that you can get to the data. So from that aspect, it looked like any one of those four offered more search and query possibilities and more fields to query than what we have now. So from that aspect, it looked fine. My thing was, either we upgrade what we've got, like you're talking about a different interface, mm-hmm. or we go, but see, I don't know the intricacies of how it's not working well for you. And obviously, we want to make sure all the offices are working together. So if DevNet doesn't handle large counties, then we have to throw them out because we're a large county. We're not shrinking.
But one thing that was said a while ago, Jim, that we're talking about buying local. Now, what do you mean by that? Because is this... When you say local, are you talking about Southwest Missouri, Springfield, Branson? What are you talking
Villas
about?
Villas is located right here in our county, within 5 miles of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Mildred.
Mildred. Villas GIA.
And if we had a problem, you'd think that they would
right?
come.
Yeah, and there are people that's here that, and I mean, they're pretty.
They run over here if we have a problem. They can run over here and take care of it.
If they say we don't have a vehicle, I can say I'll be there in about 5 minutes.
We'll bring the sheriff along as a disco.
And I do think
I have a price that they gave me on my end to upgrade to what they call the track in, and then it would upgrade the personal property to where the positive thing. The positive thing on the personal property is it's one account number all the way through. Gary and I talked, and that would save people dropping through the cracks from add-ons once they just throw that out. I didn't take time to look at it. It's down there. They emailed it, and I was sharing with James. They went on the parcel figure that he had given them, and I haven't even talked to him on it. I just told him I wanted some kind of a price and on my end. And it was like, this is like $7,000 a year, or you could go like $47,000. But now I shouldn't have even thrown it out because I didn't understand, did you have to pay the $47,000? And then $7,000, that covers all of what Donna's saying, anything that happens, maintenance,
Put an RFQ out or whatever it is. Yeah. Get things
okay.
In here.
I paid $12,000 between two different programs.
Did
$12,000 in maintenance.
It's down there if you want to look at it. I didn't spend any time.
But
on
now
it.
I don't want, and I want to. I want Gary and everyone and me to be satisfied that we're going to try to come up with a program. That's why I say it has to be built, Jim, instead of brought in, to where I can go out here and hire someone that's having off of a contractor job come in here. Gary or somebody can show them in a week's time how to enter property. I don't want to bring a program in that somebody has to have 2 years of college to get the password in and get these buildings entered. And I know they're out there that way. I know they're out there, and I know these people because, listen, this office changes every 4 years and could change drastically every 4 years. And I think it needs to be compatibility for people to learn. That's what I love about our program we have now. Anybody can go in there in a matter of a week's training and do the most sophisticated building in the county.
They claim with the villages and that DevNet that if you have a, if you're good on Excel, that you can query anything you want out.
Yeah, that, that's basically all the program said that, is that if you can get it in Excel, you can search by anything, and that's what I liked about all the programs is that it's all searchable. So.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound, I'm not talking against James's program on that, but Brenda that built it, Brenda Snyder, has asked me different times when I go, because she's into something else now, totally different program. And she said, you're kidding, you're not still using that Access version. She said, I can't believe that that's not, she said, that should be corrupt by now. And I said, well, they're patching it. They're, you know, they're patching
it. It's a sequel now. Yeah, we had to. But still, all it was importing an Access program. We're not using all the functionality that SQL would offer if we had written it in SQL. So well, you need a total rewrite.
I guess we could continue on talking, but my question is, do you want Gary to come back with some, I mean, what you're going to have to do, I see, Gary, is if you come back with some comments or in writing, we can then go out for an RFQ, which is our request for qualifications with these specific evaluations, and then in that call, if they want to give us a price range or whatever, just so we could start going down the road here. Mm-hmm. Is that possible? Is that commission? Is that all right? I guess my question is,
what I hear from the experts that are in the fields and the people that are working with it all the time, yes, that's what we got to do.
Okay.
If we're not, we're going to be 3 years behind. Am I sensing exactly what you told with us?
You're correct.
Okay. So,
added to the 5 years we're behind now.
Well, but here's where I'm going. We have to, Jim. We have to consider it.
So okay.
I'm for it.
Okay.
And so in doing and saying that, then we're saying we're going to spend $100,000 to $200,000.
We're going down that path. That's where the decision is going
to
be.
We're not committed to it, but that's a very big possibility.
That's a very big possibility.
And it appears, Chuck, that this is not a $200,000 bill that showed up. We're seeing most companies are being paid off in phases. We've had interest-free for 5 years. And in fact, a village told me, he said, we'll work with you better than any company you've talked to and stuff like that. So this is not going to be a $200,000 check.
Yeah.
And I think work and absolutely great for the counties. I mean,
So we're basically telling you to go ahead and bring us forth something that we can make
forward,
a decision on.
Make forward, go to RFP or RFQ.
That's you need that. Don't need it in a form of a motion. You just need it in a form of let's bring it forward.
Direction.
Okay. I'd like to have the cooperation or the commitments from these folks to anything that they like to see.
Right.
That.
Well, that's what you guys need right. to work together with, I think.
And I want to, like I say, I'm after the real estate right now because I, even though the personal is not perfect, I believe we can live with, but we're getting to the point I don't know that we can live with the real estate.
Right. I totally agree with that.
And then
Gary,
we'll see how they do us on
the
real estate.
Company to set up appointments for us to go over and review the different sections and just sit down and work with it?
I'm sure it could. I don't know where the closest counties would be, but I can find out.
And so for kind of just to bring back 30 days, come back? Okay, well then I'll put something in the system that we have another meeting in about 30 days.
Okay.
Because that allows for some sick time, some vacations, and scheduling the other counties and whatever else you're going to do. So we'll just push it off sometime in June. We'll get back together and just have another discussion.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner.
Well, I corrected myself. I picked my RFP corrected.
I have sent an email to Jillian to say the three documents that Bob had created for this afternoon to vote on, she's bringing them down. She said they were all prepared.
Natural gas.
Let's just talk about natural gas. Did you get a chance to review or go look at the properties that are affected?
That's what you were going to do.
That's what you're going to do. Do you want to table it or do you want to keep on going?
The natural gas, I thought I was satisfied with that. There was one change. I went and talked to Randy.
Okay.
But you got me questioning myself now.
What
I thought we had that laid out at Sycamore Log Church Road and
You said you had a question of some properties.
Now, that was Fountain Street, I think, is what you're thinking about, the vacation.
Okay, so you're fine, because Bob was fine with the wording of the natural gas easements. And he said from the contractual part, he was fine. The content, which is what Roger, that was up to us.
And I talked to Randy Wednesday, Thursday, something like that, in preparation. He said they've changed it, where they're going through Fall Creek from what they gave us originally. So we need to get him involved. He's okay with it. As I remember, it's an extremely long bore.
Okay, Bob doesn't have any revisions.
It was change.
Okay, my question is, when
the
did that change?
For Fall Creek was a change.
Okay, Chuck, what you're saying is, when was that change done?
Last week.
So we may not have the revision in this contract.
I bet we don't.
Bob?
What?
When's the last time you had a revision of the natural gas easement affected roads? Have you had any changes in the last 10 days?
I haven't seen the Exhibit A.
Okay.
So I don't know what the...
Okay, because Chuck is saying he heard there was a change last week on the, I guess what you would call the Exhibit A.
Yeah. So, Exhibit A is the actual descriptions of where the easement's going to go.
Thank you.
So do we need to wait for Exhibit A before we vote on the contract?
Randy's should have Exhibit A before we vote on it.
That was Randy. He's on his way.
With Exhibit A, maybe?
I guess they've been listening or something.
Okay.
The Fountain Street, I had a question on it. I visited with Brad Hoffman with Young.
That's the legal description that he sent to me. I don't know exactly where that is on Fountain Street, but basically all we need is a vote saying we have no problem with Branson taking in and taking over maintenance of the portion of Fountain Street in question. And I don't think there's any portion of Fountain Street that we would object to the city taking in.
So I move that we... do we need to send a letter before I said it? Do we need to send a letter? What would be the proper procedure for the Fountain Street? Just send a letter of that we're open to any or all of Fountain Street being annexed?
We have already done that. I've done it by email with David Miller, and David Miller said, given the attitude of one of our former commissioners,
right,
what the city would require is a vote of the commission saying that they were willing to allow the city to take over the street if that's what they desire. So
I move that they... that we allow the city to take the street if they want it.
Allow
Fountain
approval.
Street.
Fountain.
It seems like we're a little ahead of the game here. Why don't they request what they want and we vote?
I've got an email from David Miller saying that they were open to taking it in, that they were in favor of taking it in. But what they would need from us is a motion saying that we were okay with that.
I so moved from Bob.
I'll second that motion then.
And we're specifically talking about Fountain Street.
Jim, have you got something to hang your hat on over there? Okay.
Tell me what we're hanging our hat on then.
Commissioner Straub's move to allow the city of Branson to annex Fountain Street.
How does that sound, Bob?
Or any portion thereof.
Or any portion thereof. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, it's just going to be sent back to them.
Yeah, the minutes will be sent to them.
Send them the minutes and they can...
I would leave it the way the first part was, without any portion thereof. Because I think they'll take it then.
Well, I think all that...
They're going to take it as the legal
description. All he was talking about was the legal description that they want.
Yeah, whatever the legal is.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
I seconded that.
Okay.
Okay, I think we got a good motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. We got Frank and Randy. Have you got anything, Bob, on the natural gas?
On the natural gas, I had a slight change in the form. It just had to do with the signatures and the attest. And the Exhibit A is whatever it is. I don't know. I haven't seen it. And I'm sure it's changed recently from what I heard. So, and that's what you'll be talking about.
On Exhibit A, I know what they verbally said. Do we have his Exhibit A?
Randy,
come up here, both of you, onto that table. And
well, my understanding was, and this is how far down the line I was, that we had already accepted the Fall Creek change. It was like a change order. I mean, they had moved from one area to a different area on Fall Creek, right?
We have not voted on any easements within the county. We have not done any voting.
But there's, I didn't say we had. There has been a change order delivered to the county for moving of the gas line on Fall Creek.
The
please.
The internet, if you whisper, it comes across the internet. So use the mute button.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. On your microphone.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Jim.
The first plan that they presented on Fall Creek was an open trench from the city limits down to about where the box culvert crossing just prior to that, and then they were going to bore under Fall Creek and go towards the sewer plant area. That was the first plan, and then the second plan they come back with, or they didn't come back with a plan, they come back, they couldn't get the required easements from whatever property owner, so they decide they're going to bore from within the city of Branson limits all the way down that portion, several hundred feet. And I'd ask them to bring some type of plan or detail because I didn't realize they could bore that kind of a distance. But evidently, that was their second plan about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't seen anything.
There was an email or something sent out to that effect. I don't know where I got it, but that's where I got my information from.
That was the change they decided on Fall Creek was they, yeah. They couldn't open trench, so they wanted to bore the entire length. And then when I called back to Larry Lacy to find out any information, he was no longer involved.
When it came through on the email, it was a ridiculous bore, is what I thought.
It was a very lengthy bore.
So that's where I got the change, and that was...
So you haven't heard back yet, you're saying?
I haven't seen anything on it. I asked him to bring some type of plan or idea on it.
Yeah, table it, gentlemen? Well,
something on paper, anyway.
I guess what we're going to have to do is I need to see that Exhibit A.
Yeah.
So I can vote on this contract. Absolutely. The wording sounds fine. Bob's blessed the wording, but we don't have an Exhibit A that seems to be current.
Right.
So
right.
We're not going to table it because we're not going to bring it up later on today. We can repost it. But what we need to do is someone needs to send an email, and I can do it, or Jillian can do it. I'll take that on. I'll send an email to the right people to ask for the Exhibit A because I don't think it's current. So I'll take that action item. And I don't want to vote on the contract until we have that. If that's all right with you guys.
I agree.
Okay. I will take that.
Is that all right with you, Road and Bridge?
We don't get vote on something you don't know what it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to kill that, and then I'll take it from there.
Who did you leave your spot with or your message with? Who's got the ball as far as you know?
Basically, I called up to
Great River.
Great River, and I didn't get a call back. They said Mel had taken over whatever dealings with it. And
I'll send it to Mel.
My last conversation with you, I hadn't called Mel, so I wasn't sure if you had or not.
I'll send it to both those in carbon, the guys I've got in my address book.
I did call Mel, left a message, and he called back. And I had one other thing going. I remembered it, but I didn't remember what that one was. So.
Okay. As soon as I get the information, I'll repost.
What else? One other thing that I was asked to look at, and I don't have a problem with it. It's called a Visa purchasing card application. And if you could do a motion to approve the application. We went through the bidding process and chose Arvest Bank. There was a meeting in here Thursday of last week with Arvest, and they need the form filled out. And this is just an application form and talks about their rules and how things will go. And I mean, it's just a standard agreement or standard application. I have no problem with it. I mean, we've already chosen them.
Right.
First vendor.
Move that we accept the Arvest Visa procurement card application.
Second. There we go. Questions or comments? All right, Bob?
That's fine.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries.
And then Rick can handle getting whoever's signatures need to be on here and all that sort of thing. So
Bradleyville Disincorporation is the last one.
I met with Bill McCullough and John Combs last week. And the same day that John went over and took the oath in front of Jim Justice, and the bond for his position was the amount that was in the treasury of the village of Bradleyville. So what was done is it was paid into the treasury. There was an amount about $21,000 and change, and then there was another amount. It was a couple $300, something like that, two different accounts. And those amounts were paid into the treasury on Thursday of last week. And they're now in our account, not in the Bradleyville account. And the next check is scheduled to come out the 20th or thereabouts, so we need to get this done as soon as possible, so I put it on the agenda for today. But what we need to do is get the final report. I think we still need to get a final report. I need to check on that from John Combs and Bill McCullough. The only expenses will be Bill McCullough's fees for representing John Combs, and then there'll be an order that we need to sign at that point, and we need to get it up to the Secretary of State's office and to whomever. He gave me the name of a contact, and I've already sent out a letter saying that where we are, and that I expect that the County Commission will be actually ordering the dissolution very quickly to try to stave off the sending of a check, but I think we need to get it done by the 20th in order, before the 20th in order to have that happen. But I still think we need the order. We're real close. Things are wrapping up here pretty quickly. So, as far as the endowment to the Bradleyville schools, that amount was already paid over to the Bradleyville schools. That the person who gave that money to the village wanted it to go to the Bradleyville schools once the village went away. That was already done by the village of Bradleyville. So,
how long ago, Bob? I got a call on that last week.
Okay. Well, I talked to John Combs and Bill McCullough, and John Combs told me that that was already done. However, they still would like to see the money that comes into the treasury that the statute says shall be used for the good of the citizens of that area. They would like to see that go to the school. I need to look at that issue to see if that can be done. But the original endowment, according to John Combs, was already paid into the to the school. So anyway, we need the report from them, and then we can wrap this thing up and get it up to the I don't think we have to make the decision immediately on what to do with the money, but we need to get it wrapped up so they don't get any more checks.
I have a question for you, Bob, and you may not have the answer. Currently, Bradleyville maintains its own roads. Is that correct?
I don't believe they're maintaining them anymore, if they ever were. I don't know of any roads that they were actually maintaining. These gentlemen probably know better than I. We entered into an intergovernmental agreement at one point to maybe plow some things for them or something along that those lines. Very good agreement for Bradleyville. I don't know what they had in the way of roads that weren't state roads or county roads. Do you know?
Yeah, they had three roads that they actually finished with the $50,000 worth of monies that were granted to them. And I think one of those roads laid within the that U-circle there that goes out by the store as you enter Bradleyville to the right. And I assume that it almost reaches county standards. I don't know that it's got a 40-foot easement or not, but that needs to be checked.
Well, I guess my question is, are we making the assumption when we disincorporate that we are automatically taking those roads into the county maintenance program?
We wouldn't have to, because those were a special deal that were was allocated for villages.
So,
and those villages set a standard themselves that did not have county.
Yeah, but upon the dissolution of the village, those were roads that were the village's. I think they probably would be the county responsibility. I don't know if they were county roads before it went into the village or not. Certainly when a village incorporates or annexes an area, unless they specifically exclude the roads, they become responsibility of the village or the city that annexes the area, unless they're specifically excluded.
Well, they don't meet our requirement, Bob. One of them was a driveway.
Well, I can look to see, and what we might do is say that it's not in the maintenance system, and I've got to look at the issue. I mean, I didn't know the issue was even going to come up until just now.
Well, and that was some of the things I was just thinking about is what pieces, when we dissolve this, what pieces haven't we thought about? And that was one of the things is, you know, the roads and all that. Obviously, we got money coming in, which we're trying to address that is, but are we automatically taking those roads in as is? So,
I'm with Nanny that, or Bob, somebody said, if they were a road when they incorporated, which was about 2002 or something,
whatever it was,
then I'd say it'd be right for us to take those back over and service them.
Okay.
But if they weren't in the road maintenance system, then we'll have to look at them one at a time, is my thought.
Okay.
Okay, Rick, got info?
Is this on the visa thing?
No, this is the same thing.
Oh, okay.
But I want to talk about the visa. I think they need to sign that the purchase card thing. Well, Bradleyville.
You just show them where. I've already got them to approve it.
Okay.
So.
On Bradleyville, we do have two checks in there. One of those says Bradleyville Road and Bridge District. And so you guys need to think about, you know, where that's going to go. It sounds to me like that should probably go to Road and Bridge rather than General County.
It's probably the most appropriate thing.
So I didn't know whether you guys were aware of that.
So you've got two checks, and they've got them designated that way. So that
one of them didn't say anything, and the other one says Road and Bridge.
And one was $21,000, the other one was just a couple of hundred.
$21,000 is labeled Road and Bridge.
Well, that's because it's fuel tax funds that came in, I would imagine, for road purposes.
And we would have no authorized authority over that tax that was brought in for that specific need, right?
Well, I'm not so sure that you couldn't because, I mean, they're dissolving, but it would be most appropriate that the monies that were brought in that were road and bridge monies or that they couldn't spend on anything but road and bridge, that we would spend those on road and bridge. I think that would be the most appropriate expenditure.
And that's the monies that they're wanting to go to the school, right?
Well, at least that was suggested that that's what they still wanted, but there isn't an endowment that supposedly, according to John, was already paid to the school. I mean, there was one gentleman, and you all know who he probably is, gave the money to the village and asked that if the village dissolved, is what I understand, that it would go to the schools. And I was told by John that that was already accomplished. At least that's the way I remember the conversation.
Okay, what do we need? Is there anything else we need to do right now?
No, what we need to do is we need to be ready fairly quickly when we get their final report to pay monies to out of those funds to Bill McCullough. For his legal work for them, and I don't believe there are any other bills. They paid their election funds, fees for their election to dissolve. So I think whatever that leaves, just have to decide how to spend that, but you'd have an order dissolving the village. You need to inform the Secretary of State's office. I don't know, you might want to publish something in the paper, but certainly need to inform the Secretary of State's office as well.
I want it to be publicly known that I'm willing to give the money to the schools, which is the most appropriate area that would receive all the benefit to all the area where the monies are taken in. But I want to make sure that if it's labeled under a proposed city ordinance or something, that we don't violate something that
I understand.
We have no control over.
I'm of the same mind. Yes. All right, so the next step for the county commission will be a vote on ordering it dissolved.
Yeah.
And that's not today.
That won't be today. We need to get a wrap-up order. I just wanted to let you know
money that was spent. Basically, we got a bill coming in. We're going to have a bill coming in for McCulla and all that, and we need to route that through GCR because we really don't have a line item for that. But that bill.
And letting you know that the money had actually come in on last Thursday.
Okay.
And that we need to get this resolved as quickly as we can. And I need to just check upstairs and make sure we don't already have a final report. And if we have a final report, or as soon as we get a final report, we can draft this order and get it dissolved and let the Secretary of State know. And then we can make a decision about how the money's spent. I don't think there's any extreme hurry, and, you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
You had a CODI agreement that was approved, and I just have a couple of signature pages that Jillian needs to get signed here. Okay. You got Rick over here, and you got the presiding up here, and all you need is Donna.
That's the last thing on the agenda?
We're done.
And you're going to let them know where to sign this?
I got to go to Springfield, so that's the signature.
Got an email 11. From Alan. Have you looked at it yet?
Just sales tax. We're down a little bit.
Down a little bit?
We're down for the year 1%. We're down overall. Yeah. We're down 4% for the month. Total for the year is 1% down. 1.3% down.
Am I going to need
this? Is the.
So we're still 1.3%
down
for the year.
4% down for this year.
This is the. This behind
month,
this 1% page.
1% year to date.
Okay, so do I need to run and get another copy of this?
You will officially. No, just get him to sign both, and we'll put the other copy around that one, if that's okay with him.
By the indicators at the state
who
level.
Who to sign both? Rick?
Oh.
That's what I'm getting at. Chuck needs to sign two.
Tourism tax, I guess, does some interesting copy of reporting page. That they're able to see some indicators.
Just one page.
Okay.
And that you just that one page.
All right, I'll be right back.
All right. Who's to sign? Okay.
West is always last. You knew that?
Yeah, no, West is best.
West is
best. East is least.
Oh, did I send it out on the microphone? All right.
What else do we need to do?
Oh, the Jefferson Bus Lines Agreement. I just need to. Are you going to be around at all tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Follow that. Airport.
I need to get it to the airport board. They had everything crossed out. You guys already approved it with the cross outs. And what I've done is I've
retyped it. I'll be at the airport meeting.
I will too.
I don't know if you guys.
Yeah, I will.
I think you guys are, it's on the agenda. So.
Yeah.
But after that, I'll probably head this way, Bob.
I'm going to have her redo the cover page and have it be all one
page.
We
had a record.
This is the cops grant.
This morning, 59.
Let's go ahead and sign there and there.
We had 59 on the lines this morning. That was our record. So, people are listening.
And this is Cody here we're talking about.
Yep.
Recess, sir.
Recess. Everybody ready? Okay.
That would go.